Chapter 58. The Loud Cry. I, Ellen White, saw angels in heaven busily preparing for an important event. The angels were coming to earth from heaven and returning to heaven again. Then I saw a mighty angel. This mighty angel was commanded to go to earth, unite his voice with the third angel, and give power and force to the third angel's message. Great power and glory were given to this mighty angel. As this angel traveled to earth, the earth was lightened with his glory. The light that was with the angel spread everywhere. The angel spoke with a loud voice. She, Babylon, has fallen. Great Babylon has fallen. She is now haunted by demons and unclean spirits. All kinds of filthy and hateful birds live in her. Revelation 18, verse 2, TEV. The message of the second angel about the fall of Babylon is repeated. The evils that have entered the churches since 1844 also are mentioned. The message of the second angel is given at the right time. The second angel's message joins the last great work of the third angel's message as more and more people hear the message. The messages prepare God's people to resist the temptations they soon must meet. I saw a bright light resting on God's people. These people united to preach the third angel's message without fear. Angels were sent to help the mighty angel from heaven. I heard voices that seemed to be everywhere. Come out, my people. Come out from her. You must not take part in her sins. You must not share in her punishment. For her sins are piled up as high as heaven, and God remembers her wicked ways. Revelation 18, verse 4, 5. This message joins the third angel's message, the same as the midnight cry, Jesus is coming soon, joined the second angel's message in 1844. The glory of the Lord is on the patient, waiting children of God. Without fear, God's children give the last warning and tell about the fall of Babylon. God's children tell all of God's people to separate themselves from Babylon. The people must separate from Babylon to escape Babylon's terrible punishment. The light resting on God's waiting people shines everywhere. God's people preach God's message in every part of the world. Many people in the churches of Babylon knew only a little about God. They had accepted what they had been told about God. Now they accept God's message and leave the fallen, sinful churches. Some people heard the message when they were children. Now they hear God's message again. Other people have never heard the three messages of warning. All these people have the opportunity to choose life or death. Some people choose life and join the people looking for Jesus' second coming. These people keep all God's commandments. The third message will do its work. Everyone is tested by this message. God's obedient people accept God's call and leave the fallen, sinful churches. The power of God moves every honest person to accept the message. Unbelieving relatives and friends feel afraid when they see what God's power does in the lives of the faithful people. The unbelieving relatives and friends do not dare to stop the people from responding to the working of the Holy Spirit, nor do they have the power to stop them. God's last call is carried to the poor slaves. The righteous slaves sing their joyful songs at the thought of their happy deliverance. The slave masters cannot stop the slaves from accepting God's message. The slave masters are amazed, and fear keeps them from saying anything. Wonderful miracles are seen. Sick people are healed. Signs and wonders follow the believers. God is in the work. God's people are not afraid of persecution. God's people choose what they know is right. They unite with the people who already keep all the commandments of God. With power, all of God's people preach the third message, near and far. I saw that the third angel's message will end with power and strength far greater than the midnight cry of 1844. Servants of God, with their faces lighted up and shining with holy zeal, hurry from place to place. They preach the heavenly message. People throughout the world accept God's message. Precious, trusting believers quickly leave the churches that will soon be destroyed, the same as Lot was hurried out of Sodom before it was destroyed. God's people are strengthened by God's wonderful glory on them. God's people are prepared to stand during the hour of temptation. Everywhere, many voices are saying, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they, the people, that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Revelation 14, verse 12.